In this week's parsha, we have Parshas Beshalach. We have the famous story of Bnei Yisrael actually leaving Mitzrayim, and the most famous part of the parsha being the Kriyas Yamsuf. So the question is that, you know, the Haggadah tells us, Chazal tells us that there are many nisim that happen in Kriyas Yamsuf, 250. Right? Possibly Nisan that happened in the Yamsuf, in Kriyas Yamsuf. Included in that are all the Nisan that happened in Mitzrayim. And when everything is said and done, a person really could be asking to himself, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to do all of these Nisan in the first place? Why did he bring the Egyptians through 10 Makos, and then Klal Yisrael have all of the miracles that Chazal tells happened, the Midrashim, that happened in Kriyas Yamsuf, where the Egyptians weren't even there to see them, right? These were miracles that were only experienced by Klal Yisrael as they were going through the Yamsuf, right? That the trees grew and they're able to take the water, and it became sweet water, and the floor became very very dry in order for them to walk down, and each of the machlokas we showed them what happened in the Kriyas Yamsuf, but each the yam split into 12 alleyways, and each alley has a different comprised of a different shape. That, like, all these things that were only known to Klal Yisrael. Why did it have to happen? Why wasn't it just that HaKadosh Baruch said, okay, it's time for Klal Yisrael to come out of Mitzrayim, I'll take them out of Mitzrayim, and I'll bring them into this land called Israel, to Eretz Yisrael, which they'll be able to be a nation for me, and they'll be able to observe my Torah. What's going on with all these nisim that happened in Mitzrayim / in Kriyas Yamsuf? So the answer really is in the first commandment that we were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, the culmination of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the culmination of Kriyas Yamsuf. Everything is ultimately lead us to Har Sinai. And in that it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceiecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim, that I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, that took you out of Mitzrayim. The answer to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all of these nisim, these fabulous nisim, whether they were the Makos, or whether they were even the nisim that were done in Kriyas Yamsuf itself, were all because in order for us to know, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Makos, possibly, were done in order, I mean, not possibly, the Torah tells us, in order for the Mitzrim to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge of the world and could do with everything what he wants at his will. And then the nisim that happened in the Yamsuf were maybe for another reason, for us to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to us to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes needs to get involved in order that we enhance our emunah and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because sometimes it's hard. Nature has a way of getting us very used to nature and not looking at nature as a nes all on its own. So sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Just like I can make these miracles, you should also know, like the Ramban tells us in last week's parasha, that I'm in charge of the small everyday nisim. We should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. But the truth of the matter is that Klal Yisrael already believed in Hashem even before the Makos ever happened. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe from Midian back to Mitzrayim, right? Moshe says, why am I going to go back to these people? They don't even believe you. How am I going to know that they even believe you? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastises him and he says, no, you're wrong. They're ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. They believe in me. And it says in the Torah when Moshe came back, v'yamein ha'am, that the nation did believe in Hashem, kipakar Hashem, that Hashem is going to redeem them. They believed already. So then, what's the point of all these nisim, right, and Kriyas Yamsuf and everything else if they already believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the answer is obviously that there are levels of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what Hashem wanted them to realize and to understand. That there's an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a God that can produce and can do these miraculous wonders. That's really great. And that's an external recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the nation did believe, the Jews did believe that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will save them one day and bring somebody that will save them. Ultimately, they realized that to be Moshe Rabbeinu. That they did believe in, but that's not enough. And it's not even enough when you notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you recognize him as somebody that could bring fire and water and the death of the firstborn and Choshech and everything like that. That's also very nice. That's also a level of Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A recognition, but it still might be external. And then he can go to the Yam Suf. And there's even a higher level. As the Chazal tell us that even the most base woman, most base right, woman in Klai Yisrael had the level of Nevuah. Right? To the point where they're able to famously say, we say every single day, Naz Yashir, Zeh Keli Van Veyu. They're able to say, Zeh, what does Zeh mean? Zeh Keli, this is my God. They're able to point. Zeh, this. They're able to point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had a clarity. Right? We can't do that. They have a clarity in saying that this is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a very high level. Nevuah is a very high level of recognition of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then we see, a Chazal tells us, and we know in the story in the Torah, that they went in the Midbar for 40 years. And they accepted the Torah right before that. But they were in the Midbar for 40 years. And Chazal tells us, that they were working on themselves for 40 years of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to get into Eretz Yisrael. And that's a different level. But we see this idea that it's never enough. Right? There's always something to be working on. You could have gone through the Kriyas Yam Suf and had a level of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zeh Keli Van Veh, and be able to point to him with such clarity that just like I could point to John Letterman right now, they were able to say that this is Hashem. Right? Like it was so real to them. For us, it's not as real. For us, we have to kind of work on ourselves to believe in Hashem. We have to even prove it to other people that there is a God. We can't just say, hey, he's right here, right? But they were able to do that. But still, it wasn't enough. And then they go to Har Sinai and they receive the Torah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu still tells them, panim b'panim, you see me face to face. But it's still not enough. There's something else that you have to do. In order to internalize, it's the Yadata Hayom. Right? There's an understanding, the Adat Hayom, that a person can know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh Keli Van Veyu, I know it. But then there's another level that we all, me included, just as much as you, have to work on ourselves and say, there's a level, pat ourselves on the back, the Adat Hayom, that we know Hashem, but there's a second level. V'hashivota el levavecha ki Hashem hu Elokim. That has to be known in our hearts. It has to be internal. It's not enough to externally know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it has to be v'hashivosa el levavecha, has to be in our hearts that we believe Him. And that can only be done after receiving the Torah. The only way that a Jew and a Yid can really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ramban tells us, that all the mitzvahs were given in the Torah, doing, fulfilling those mitzvahs in their entirety will bring a Jew to recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah that we have ultimately will connect to a different understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Given tzedakah, it's obvious, right? Is recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the provider of parnasa. Right? Every mitzvah, you go through the Sefer HaMitzvot, he'll tell you every single mitzvah is another level. Kabidas avicha v'asimecha, honoring father and mother. That's also the Sefer HaChinuch tells us, it's just a way of ultimately recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you respect your parents are a shutaf, our partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so ultimately they'll come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go tzitzis, sukkah, every single, many mitzvahs, every mitzvah ultimately, as Ramban tells us, is another way of understanding and appreciating our level of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. So the idea that there's ever a level of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the buck stops there is completely untrue. You could have even gone through the Yam Suf and said Zeh Keli Van Veyu and saw tremendous miracles, but it's still not going to be enough. It has to be v'hashavos el levavech, has to be internal. And that can only be done with the day-to-day mitzvos and learning of the Torah. If a person just thinks to himself that he'll externally be able to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not true, as the Ramban tells us. The mitzvos that we're given is in order to really enhance and solidify our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it cannot be done any other way. So the receiving of the Torah was just the beginning. And that's why the whole giving of the Torah started off with Anochi Hashem Elokecha, because the whole point of everything from that point on, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha and onwards, and the Asaras Adibros and everything that the Torah comprises of is all a recognition of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, just to know that I am Hashem, your God. So we should be zocha to be able to understand that in our day-to-day lives, as the Ramban tells us in last week's parasha, through the Nisim Gedolim, so knowing and understanding that Hashem does a great Nisim, we'll have a recognition of Him in the Nisim Ketanim, in the small Nisim, in the everyday Nisim. Nature is also a way of looking and appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but more so than that, as this week's parasha, where the Ramban is also telling us that there's a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only through the learning of the Torah and doing the mitzvahs. So we should be zocha to take that lesson to heart, to understand that there are levels of Emunah and Hashem. And you could have gone through the greatest miracles, but you still haven't reached that until you connect to the Torah. We should be zocha to connect to the Torah and ultimately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos. Yeah.